Aircheckdownloads.com.
And it's the week ending the 18th of February, 1984.
This is King of the Pops, Tony Blackburn. Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Oh, don't you just love Saturday afternoons here at BBC Radio 2 with King of the Pops? We play all these wonderful songs. We've got a wonderful chart coming up. 18th of February, 1984. Before we go into the top 20, let's have a climber, shall we? Let's make it a goodie. This is Kool & The Gang and Joanna at number 26.
Joanna.
Kool & The Gang, Joanna. And tonight's double A-side smash at number 26. The group's biggest UK hit held off the number one spot for 2 weeks by Nana, who's coming up a little bit later on. Let's go into the top 20 right now, shall we?
BBC Radio 2, Tony Blackburn. Whoopee.
And at number 20, here's Swan's Way.
Train.
Swan's Way, Soul Train at number 20, the only top 40 hit achieved by the Birmingham-based group. And at number 19, on Pick of the Pops, it's Shannon, Let the Music Play. Her real name, incidentally, was Brenda Shannon Green, and this was her debut chart hit. It eventually got to number 14 this week at 19 in our top 20. Week ending 18th of February, 1984. Shannon, Let the Music Play at number 19. At 18, Here Comes the Rain Again, the Eurythmics. Thomas Dolby, Hyperactive at 17. So hyperactive, we couldn't let him loose on you this afternoon. So we move on to number 16, Fiction Factory and Feels Like Heaven. I want to play this one especially for Michael Bambrook, who helps on the show in the background. That's the way we like it. BBC Radio 2, good afternoon. Fiction Factory, Feels Like Heaven at number 16. They're a one and only UK top 40 hit. They broke up after releasing their second album. And at number 15, the week ending the 18th of February, 1984, Pick of the Pops, BBC Radio 2. This is Rockwell. Somebody's Watching Me. His real name is Kennedy Gordy. And this became the only hit for the son of the Motown boss, Berry Gordy. But it's a good one. Funny that his son only had one hit, really, wasn't it? Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me at number 15. Thank you very much indeed. For this particular text, it says, please say hello to my colleagues and wife, Claire. While I work in the jeweler's workshop in Boston, I never get a mention. Well, you still don't, actually, because you didn't put your name. But nevertheless, thanks very much for writing in. And Roger in Essex says, love the show, Tony. Please thank Barb for the coffee and cake. Cheers, Roger. Thanks very much indeed for taking the trouble to get in contact with us. Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good, is at number 14. Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good. This became the first of eight UK top 40 hits for Nick. As a performer, that was, he continued to write songs for other artists. And at number 13, it's Madness. We'll be hearing after this important message about a show that I think you're going to love.
Written for Sinatra, borrowed by Elvis and Sid Vicious.
Much more than
it's a song that's most frequently played at British funerals.
The BBC is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love with music.
Aircheckdownloads.com.